This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The World Health Organization is reporting the highest number of new COVID infections in 1 week, 21 million new cases last week, though it says the rate of increase appears to be slowing. The number of deaths is holding steady at more than 50,000. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got the latest on a new version of the coronavirus that's appearing. It's called BA2.
More than 40 countries since November have reported cases. There are nearly 100 in the U.S. A pathologist at Houston Methodist says it hasn't gained much ground with only 3 cases there. But the mutant appears much more common in Asia and Europe. In Denmark, scientists are studying how infectious BA2 is, if it's blocked by current vaccines, and if current treatments will work against this variant.
The Kremlin denies that it plans to attack its neighbor, Ukraine, and this morning it's warning that it will retaliate, and quickly, if the U.S. and its allies reject Moscow's demands and continue what it calls aggressiveness. The AP's Charles de Ledesma oversees with this.
Speaking to lawmakers, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says he and other top officials will advise President Vladimir Putin on the next steps after receiving replies from the U.S. to the demands. Those answers are expected this week, even though the U.S. and allies have already made clear they'll reject the top Russian demands.
The Coast Guard has now recovered the body of one person, and the search is continuing off the coast of Florida for 38 other people who are missing in what appears to have been a human smuggling attempt. A wild ride for stocks in the past few days, but Wall Street was up after the bell this morning. The Dow was up more than a couple of hundred points minutes after the open. This is AP News. You know that computer chip shortage, right? Well, the government's warning that it could shut down some factories.
The Commerce Department says companies that use semiconductors are down to less than 5 days of inventory, a sharp drop from 40 days in 2019. Chips used to produce automobiles and medical devices are especially scarce. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the supply chain for semiconductors remains fragile. The Biden administration is calling on Congress to pass stalled legislation that would provide $52 billion for domestic semiconductor production. Chip shortages have disrupted car production during the pandemic, raising prices. Still, it would take years for semiconductor factories to begin operation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You've no doubt noticed this. Prices are up for a lot of things like cars and furniture. But the Conference Board says Americans are planning to buy homes, cars, and major appliances over the next 6 months. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.